Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
This morning, I'm excited to share with you. I know this message is for this morning. I feel God put this on my heart. Specific for this morning, but understand this is a principle that this is something that God has taught me before, but I'll tell you what, he's had to bring it up a lot along the way. In my journey in life, he's had to bring it up a few times. We'll just say a few. I'm not going to put a number on it. Just a few times he's had to remind me of this, but I'm excited. It's a little bit of a tough pill to swallow, though, so prepare yourself this morning. But I want you to know it is in love and in encouragement and in inspiration. I do not want it to bring condemnation, because that's not of God. And I don't feel he would give me a message of condemnation. So, as we dive into Scripture, James, and the people that read James before, you're like, oh, it's going to be one of these. James chapter 2 is where we're going to start off this morning. That's just the start. Oh, just wait. It gets better. James chapter 2, you could turn there or turn on your phone and go there. Or if you do not have a Bible, there should be a Bible in the rack below your seat somewhere. Grab that. If you do not own a Bible, take that one. It's holy stealing. 5-finger discount. Go for it. Take it home with you. You should have a Bible. We'll replenish those if you take them. All right. I'm excited to share. And see, I preach messages like this. I mean, like I said, I'm the youth pastor. I'm used to preaching to youth, to youngins, young bloods. And it's fun and it's an exciting thing. And they hear messages like this all the time. And I hear a lot of your older generation call them soft, so I hope this one doesn't offend you. Start off with that. James, chapter 2, verse 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. In 19, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. Whew. It's already hitting us. Verse 20, do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Let's just take a moment. Let it sink in. That's a tough one. That's tough. That's hard to read sometimes. Because, see, I'm gonna turn to another place in Scripture. I'm going to have a handful of Scriptures today, and some of them I'm going to spend a little more time on, some of them I'm going to buzz through. So you can write them down and save them for later, or you could try to keep up or whatever it may be, okay? So be my guest. This next one is in, that James verse is going to be kind of the foundation. We're going to come back to that a little bit, but we're going to turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. When I attended North Central, Ashley, pay attention. When I attended North Central, you go to chapel all week long, and it's mandatory. You can skip, but you're only allowed a certain amount. And if you hit your max, you get fined, okay? Don't slash and dash. They have these beeper things. You scan your ID. That way you're marked as attended. Some people would, and then head back to the room. They catch you on audit days, though. But, so you attend chapel all week long, and so it makes Sunday morning church kind of difficult to get up for. Because you're going to church all week long. It's like, okay, the weekend, I just want to be the weekend. And so Sundays, it was hard to get up and go to church. If you went to breakfast and somebody, because there's like, you're smack dab in the middle of Minneapolis, downtown. So there's like 1,000 churches, okay? There's coffee shop, church, coffee shop, church, coffee, that's how it is, okay? So somebody would ask, oh, so what church did you go to this morning? Bedside Assembly. The Lord is my comforter. That's what you'd say. If somebody asked you, where'd you go to church this morning? Bedside Assembly. The Lord is my comforter. That's what we'd say. It makes me think of this verse. Because God will bring us comfort. He truly is our comforter. Not the literal blank, you know what I'm saying. He's our comforter. He'll bring us comfort. It's awesome. It's wonderful. See, that takes faith. But that's a lot of Him doing the work. That's a lot of Him doing the work. I'm not saying it's wrong. We should seek comfort from the Lord. Absolutely. That is right. I am not here to tell you this morning and make you feel guilty about seeking comfort from God. But before we just stop and feel good verse number 3, let's read number 4. Who comforts us in all our afflictions so that we may be able to comfort those who are in affliction. Oh, so you mean if I keep reading and don't just stop when I feel good, there's actually a call to action. See, it takes faith to go to God and believe that He will comfort us. But it takes the same faith in action to go to somebody who is broken and comfort them. And that's what we're called to. That's what it's calling us to. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. When we are weak, he will give us strength. This is a wonderful thing that I know when I am feeling at my lowest, when I'm feeling my weakest physically, I'm crawling across the finish line, that he will give me strength. Takes faith. In Psalm 147, verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I love that we serve a God that does this. That my broken heart, I can give to him and he can fix. That though I may physically be able to go throughout my day, but emotionally I'm still in bed. Emotionally I am done. I am tired. I'm exhausted. I've spent all I have. I know Mother's Day was, you know, before, but I'm pretty sure the mothers are like, yeah, okay, yeah. When you've spent all you have, he will take that brokenness and make you whole. These are righteous things, and I am not here to tell you this morning that you should feel guilty about these things. As Christians, this is what we have. This is awesome. But that's not all. See, those things take faith. But they don't take a lot of action for us. I have about 3 taglines, if you want to say taglines. I don't know what the right word would be. Taglines. This is normally during a youth service. I would look back at Justin in the sound booth and be like, what word am I looking for? And Justin would chime in. He's always got my back. Well, almost always, unless it's when I jumped into a snowbank and stuff like that. Anyway, youth pastor, you got to have fun. These things take faith, but not a whole lot of action. And one of those first taglines I want to share with you, and I want you to, if you're taking notes, write this down. Because I want this to be remembered, and I want this to maybe thump you every once in a while. We place our broken pieces and say, God, please fix this. But we rarely place what is put together and say, God, please use this. It's God's workshop. Hey, fix this for me. Take it back, run around with it till it breaks. God, use this for me. Or fix this for me. Getting ahead of myself. Fix this for me. Take it back, use it till it breaks again. God. It's the workshop of God. See, it is absolutely right and just to go to God and say, please fix this. 100%. But as Christians, there is a call on our lives. There is a call on our lives. We are to give back to God. Use me. I will be your vessel. Because, see, there isn't an exclusion here. There isn't an exclusion when the Great Commission is being given, that only pastors are to go and make disciples of all nations. It is Christians. That verse that we just read in 2 Corinthians, he is the God of comfort, and I will give you comfort, he says, and mercy. But take that same comfort and comfort the one next to you. That's a call, and it doesn't say sometimes. It doesn't say occasionally. It doesn't say, oh, except for you, because you have this. You were hurt in the past. There is a call that we are not excluded from to put our faith into action. Acts 1:8. Power of Holy Spirit will come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses to the earth. See, I can never remember the order in which the cities are named, so I always just say, to the earth. And that motion every time. Just watch who's next to you. Once or twice, somebody lost an eye. It's not good. Anyway, prayed for healing. They're fine. You'll be my witnesses. And see, then there's another type of calling. There's like the personal calling when you're up at the altar praying, or you're in your car having a jam session, or you're at home, or you're attending bedside assembly, that God can speak to you and give you a calling to plant a seed in your heart to volunteer in the kids' ministry. Oh, but God, I've already got like 6 kids. I'm already doing a kids' ministry. Okay, I'm going to take a second and brag on a friend. Go talk to my buddy Bill. Dude's got kids coming on. Like, that could have gone badly. I'm glad I stopped myself. He's got so many kids, though. And then he's taking on foster kids, him and his wife. And they're taking on foster kids. And they're taking on other kids. And emergency placements. And just kids. And guess what? He's still on the schedule to be in the toddler room. And when fantasy football season goes around, I go to visit him because, hey, a little trash talk never hurt nobody. Well, sometimes. And I go in there. I can handle it for about 10 seconds. Maybe I'm just not at the point yet where I really want kids. I don't know. The idea is appealing, but then you spend about 10 seconds at the door, and you're like, yeah, okay, shut that. See ya. I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day. They were talking about, oh, my word, I just love babies. And I'm like, okay, give them to me when they're 13, and I'm good. I'm good. No. They can finally eat on their own, wipe on their own. I'm fine. I don't know how you. But see, there's a call to serve. There's a call to serve. and you live out and you serve. Because God called me. Because God called you. Well, he didn't call me to kids ministry. Well, guess what? He's called you to be a witness. He called you to comfort those in need. He called you to give to the needy. To be a light in this world. Sometimes the reason, you know, we give things to God when they're broken and take them back is because any control freaks in the room? Me, control freaks? Not too many people want to admit it. Last service I did, I had a lady that was, I was like, hey, my people. It's one of the reasons why, and you've heard me talk about this before, I cannot fly. I cannot go on airplanes. I mean, I can. You just better knock me out. I can't do planes. And people, before you jump on, what are you talking about? It's so much fun. It's not meant to be fun. It's transport. It's not a ride at Animal Kingdom or whatever. Or Hollywood Studios. It's not a ride. It's meant point A to point B safely. Not, woo, we just dropped 1,000 feet. Yeah, no. Luggage hit me on the head. Yeah, no. I can't fly. I cannot. I don't know. I can't. I'm out of control. My mom can attest to this. I don't even like doing road trips if I'm not the one driving. I will drive 14 hours straight rather than sit in that passenger seat and try and take a nap. No, 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 no. I will drive all night long. I'm working on it, okay? I am working on some of this control stuff. But I'm just letting you know. It's just kind of how I am. But sometimes we want to control the areas of our life. We want to control the things that God has given us to use for his kingdom. And I got a better plan. I can make more money this way. Oh, I can set up a better future this way. As if God doesn't already have it in his hands. Anyway. I won't get hurt this way. I'm in control. But there's a call on your life. Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Putting our faith in action means denying ourselves control because we open ourselves up. The second little tagline, his call on my life is more important than my control on my life. It's 100% true. There's a call on your life. I don't know what the personal call may be, but I know what Scripture tells us, the things we're supposed to do. Called to be a witness, to live it out in the marketplace, live it at work, to live these things out, help out those in need that are poor, to give to them. Oh, but hey, we're capitalists. This is America. What are you talking about? Get out, go get a job and earn it. Oh, so did you earn that grace that you've been using? Just curious. Now, I'm not up here spewing some socialism stuff. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that this scripture says, don't go up to somebody and say, get a job. It says to love them, to comfort them, to give to those in need and help. That's what it tells us to do. That's what it calls us to do. Because guess what? I love America. I do. I love America. There are not too many people that are more patriotic than I am. There are people out there, yes. But trust me, I love America. I cry anytime I hear the national anthem. I get overwhelmed with the blessing of being in America. But I'll tell you what, I am a Christian first, American second. And I'm going to live out what my God's called me to do. I'm not looking to get all political, and that's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to remind us of our calling. Because see, on Wednesday nights, we just started this series called Gifted, where I'm going to be going through for the next 3 weeks, I'm going to be going through the spiritual gifts. And we started this last week with me preaching an introduction on spiritual gifting with this verse in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. God's grace is a gift to you and I. To be a good steward of said gift, we are to take said gift and serve one another. Because you've been given a gift. Scripture tells us this. Part of this gifted series that we've been doing this last week, I also had them do an activity where they created their own superhero. And give it superpowers and stuff like that and a name and blah, blah, blah and all that stuff. It was pretty fun. Pretty fun. I like superheroes. Superheroes are fun. Not my favorite superhero, but one of my favorite superheroes, okay, is Spider-Man. Spider-Man is cool. And one of the reasons why I love him so much is he's biblical. Okay, he's not in the Bible. He's going around Jerusalem. No, okay. He's not in the Bible. And before you start yelling heresy or something like, you know, just wait. Okay? See, there's a scripture verse that says, to whom much is given, much is required. And Spider-Man, when he got his powers, I believe his Uncle Ben told him, with great power comes great responsibility. I don't know about you, but that sounds very similar. Like, hey, maybe I've heard that before somewhere. I'm not sure about that. You see, that's why I like Spider-Man. Much power, much responsibility. To whom much is given, much is required. You've been given gifts. You've been given freedom. You've been given grace. You've been given love. You've been given all of these things from God the Father. Use it. Use it. Use it to serve one another. It's like I'm looking at a room full of superheroes that just don't know it. Seriously, you've been given gifts. You've been given grace. You've been given mercy and love and peace that surpasses all understanding. There's the spiritual gifts such as divine healing, signs and wonders, prophecy, discernment. The list goes on. Use these gifts to serve one another. That's our call. It's not just have faith in God and here you go, fix what's broken. It's use me. The gifts you've given me, I'm going to expand the kingdom. I'm going to glorify God, not myself. See, because like, for real though, when I was younger, I would literally, this is a legit, serious, dead serious prayer that I would pray before I'd go to bed at night. I'm going to be vulnerable with you. Let's just, okay? I would pray, God, I will never sin again. If I wake up with superpowers. I'm not kidding. I used to pray that all the time before bed as a kid and maybe into my teens, but that's not important. I would pray this. God, I have faith. Anything is possible. Just give me super strength. Wake up in the morning. Afraid to touch anything, you know, because, yeah. You know, in the movies, they always, always, superhero movies, they get their new strength, wake up in the morning. It's always the sink. You ever notice that? It's always that they put their, and they break it right off, and it's always the sink. I think it'd be funnier if it was the toilet, but whatever. That's just the immature youth pastor side of me. But I would pray that prayer just hoping that I would get superpowers in the morning. I'm not going to confirm or deny whether I do. Just really good control over them. But see, if I would have woken up in the morning and discovered I had superpowers, how ecstatic I would have been. How unbelievably ecstatic I would have been. I'm telling you this morning, you've been given gifts and talents. You've been given grace, comfort, mercy, all these things. You have these things. The King of Kings, Lord of Lords, with all power and authority, has given these things unto you. You have them. Use them. Use them. You do not have to wait until you are perfect. Because if you do, it'll never happen. My third tagline. You are not just a work in progress. You are a working progress. As we continue on our journey, as we continue on the path, as we maybe trip and stumble, zig and zag, as we continue towards God, seeking after Him, we're working along the way. Reaching people, loving people, being kind to people, helping those in need, giving to the poor, forgiving when it's hardest. My anger does not trump my calling. Because I'll be honest with you. Growing up as a kid, my hurt and offense was almost all caused by the church. People in the church. Being a pastor's kid, it's what happens. Through time, through God, I've been able to deal with all of that. I've been able to move on. I've been able to go past that, forget that. Just forget about it. You think, oh, is it really just that easy? Yeah. Deny my human flesh that tells me, oh, it's justified. Hang on to it. Oh, it's okay. You have the right for this. Just hang on to it. Keep, just hold on to it. Hold on to that anger. If I would have never dealt with that, I wouldn't be a pastor. I would not have followed my calling. But like I said, God has brought this kind of message, these verses, up to me time and time again in my life to remind me nothing that I have going on, personally speaking, fleshly speaking, trumps God's calling on my life. That though I have faith in Him to forgive me, to show me mercy and show me grace, I have faith that He could do all those things. But in this one area, I'm not going to let Him do it. I'm going to keep control. Let go. let go. Start living out your potential. Start putting your faith into action, not just giving, God, fix this for me. Thanks. No, God, use this. Use me. Use this testimony. Use this story of brokenness that you put back together and use it to encourage and inspire someone else. Use my brokenness. Use my addiction. Use my whatever story it is, whatever hurt, whatever break, whatever it was. Don't just take it and hide it and this and that. I'm serious. It's like looking at a room full of superheroes. You just don't know it. And I'm here this morning telling you, put your faith into action. Put it into action. It's the combination of the two. Because actions aren't going to get you there either. Just actions, no, sorry, it's not going to get you there. Faith without action, I think it, isn't that what it said? It was useless. It was dead. It's the two together. That's the truth. I don't want this to be discouraging. I want this to be encouraging. But sometimes encouraging talks are a little tough to swallow. Live out your calling. Serve one another. Use your superpowers. They're from God. Use these things. Expand the kingdom. Don't let anything stand in your way. Nothing.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.